So let's look at, first of all, question number one, which says, to whom does the word refer? Why is that name used? Well, this is the text in chapter 1, verses 1 and 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so I'll ask my friend, who is that? And most of them say, well, that's obviously Jesus. Yeah, because it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that's obviously referring to Jesus. But what you would never find in the text itself is the meaning as to why. Why was word used? And I'm able to share. Here's a simple illustration. I'll say to my friend that I'm meeting with, I'll say his name is Jonathan. I'll say, Jonathan, let's assume that we have a mutual friend who says we need to meet together and have lunch. And so we meet at the restaurant. And so at that restaurant, we happen to sit down across from each other. And as I see you will come in, let's say beforehand, I can just recognize what he said you look like, and I wave, he waves at me, and you wave at me, and you sit down, and we nod at each other and kind of raise a hand to each other and kind of look at each other till the waiter or waitress comes up, and we order our food, and we get our food at that point, and we lick our lips at each other saying, good food, and then we pay our check, we leave, and kind of wave at each other as we leave. About that time, Jonathan runs into our mutual friend, said, hey, did you get lunch with Randy? I sure did. Yeah, we did eat lunch together. Well, did you get to know him? And he says, no, I didn't. Then, what do you mean you didn't? You had lunch with him, you didn't get to know him? Said, no, not a word was spoken. Not a word was spoken. The word is the mediator. It's the word that causes two parties, God and us, to know each other. Jesus came claiming to be the word, saying, I'm the only the one that puts together the relationship and understanding of who I am.